This is the Green Bay Packers 2026 season preview, and it starts with a date, December 14th. Through 14 weeks, Green Bay was 9-3-1 and looked like the best team in the NFC North. Then Micah Parsons' knee gave out rushing Bo Nix in Denver, and the season never won another game. Four straight losses to close the year, a stagger into the playoffs at 9-7-1. In our 10-year data, only one other team made the postseason after losing its final four. And then the wildcard game in Chicago, where the Packers led 21-3 at halftime and lost 31-27. The market has processed all of it as a hangover. A win total of 10.5 with the juice leaning under, second choice in the division, and a national storyline about a team that can't finish. This episode is about a cleaner read. The 2025 Packers were two different teams with a timestamp between them, and the 2026 question is which one reports to camp. What was real? The offense, emphatically. Fourth in expected points per play, third in pass efficiency per attempt, second in the league on third down at nearly 49%. And the engine was Jordan Love having the quietest elite season in football, fifth in adjusted net yards per attempt, fifth in completion percentage over expected, 23 touchdowns against 6 picks in 15 games. The charting makes it louder. From a clean pocket, Love was the single most efficient quarterback in the NFL, first of 32 qualifiers. Against man coverage, first. From inside the pocket, second. On third and fourth down, fourth. And his repeatable, stable situation core graded second in the league. That is not a hot streak's fingerprint. It's the profile our data trusts most. He did it with a receiver room on a gurney. Jaden Reed played 5 games, Christian Watson 10, Tucker Kraft's season ended in November, and a run game that gave him almost nothing, 20th in rush efficiency, with Josh Jacobs at 3.97 a carry and slightly below expectation on our rushing yards over expected board. The defense was the leak, 22nd in expected points allowed, 28th in takeaways with just 13 all season. The offense was a contender's, the rest wasn't. What was luck? By the ledger, almost nothing. And that's the uncomfortable part. Point differential says Green Bay was almost exactly a 9-win team. The one score record, 4-5-1, is below water, not lucky. Turnover margin, dead even, 14th. No flags fire in either direction. This is the rare team our regression model just believes. Even the tie has receipts. The 40-40 game against Dallas in week 4 was the highest scoring tie in our 10-year data. And it's the half game that made the record 9-7-1 instead of a coin flip at 10. The luck argument for 2026 isn't statistical, it's structural. The 4-game collapse happened entirely after Parsons left. The wildcard loss featured 2 missed field goals and a missed extra point, 7 points left on the field in a 4-point game. And the kicker who missed them is gone. None of that is regression math. All of it is the difference between 9-7-1 and the division. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse. Defensively, the 2025 Packers were a zone shell team to an extreme. 80.5% zone, second most in football, with the 5th lowest blitz rate and a pressure rate that still ranked 13th. Pressure without paying for it, the sustainable shape. That identity is now an obituary. Coordinator Jeff Hafley was hired as Miami's head coach in January, and the rebuild went outside. Jonathan Gannon, the fired Cardinals head coach, installs a new system with a reported shift back to a 3-4, with Buffalo's former coordinator, Bobby Babich, running the secondary. Our stickiness data says defense regresses hardest, even when nothing changes. Green Bay is changing everything around a unit that ranked 22nd, which is the one scenario where low continuity is the bull case. On offense, continuity is total. Matt LaFleur keeps calling plays, Adam Stenovich stays, and the fingerprint, a run-leaning identity, pass rate over expected 24th, wrapped around the league's best clean pocket passer, carries into 2026 unchanged. Whether it should carry unchanged is a fair question we'll get to. What changed is a front office spending its continuity budget on defense. Out. Rashawn Gary, traded to Dallas in March for a 2027 fourth. Kingsley Enagbare to the Jets. Keywalker to the Raiders. Elgton Jenkins released. Romeo Doubs, the team's leading receiver at 55 catches for 724, to New England on a 4-year deal worth $68 million base. Dontavion Wicks traded to Philadelphia. And general manager talent too, with executive John Eric Sullivan off to run Miami. In, Javon Hargrave on 2 years' hours after Minnesota cut him, linebacker Zaire Franklin from the Colts to take the green dot, corner Benjamin St. Juste, and a six-pick draft with no first-rounder, the Bill from the Parsons trade, led by corner Brandon Sissy at 52. The receiver answer was internal, extensions for Jaden Reed and Christian Watson, rather than an outside ad. And the off-field situation handled straight. Josh Jacobs was arrested in late May on 5 counts, including felony strangulation. As of early July, the district attorney has not filed charges and has asked for further investigation. Jacobs has denied the allegations and returned to team activities, and the league has taken no action. That is where it stands, and it is unresolved in both directions. So the 2026 question, can the offense's certainty carry the defense's experiment through September? Because the calendar is specific about the risk. Parsons, 12.5 sacks and first-team All-Pro before the tear, is expected to open camp on the physically unable to perform list, and a season-opening PUP stay means at least 4 games gone, on a defense that also traded Gary and let Enagbare walk. Green Bay's September pass rush is a rookie fourth-rounder, Hargrave's interior push, and scheme, a brand-new scheme, installed by a coordinator whose system is the opposite shape of the zone shell this roster was built for. The counterweight is Love's Ledger, the league's best clean pocket quarterback, first against man, behind an offense returning its collar, its line core, and a healthy Kraft and Reed. Our macro data says offense persists, and defense is noise year to year, which reads, in Green Bay's case, as the floor is the offense, and it's high. The mainstream reads the 4-game collapse as a character verdict. The data reads it as a roster losing its best defensive player in December with no insurance behind him. Those imply very different 2026. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Tucker Kraft at TE5 is the conviction buy of the room if the knee cooperates. 32 catches, 489 yards, and 6 scores in 8 games before the ACL. Top shelf per game production at the position. And he says he'll be ready week 1. Jacobs at RB18 carries 13 touchdowns. A below-expectation efficiency profile at 37th of 49 qualified backs, and an unresolved legal situation. We state that as fact and price nothing. Watson at WR29, fresh off an extension, produced 601 yards in 10 games. Reed at WR42 and second-year Matthew Golden at WR50 split the rest of a thin target tree. And Love at QB18 is the price versus profile gap of the whole position. 5th in NEA, 1st from a clean pocket, going as a fantasy backup because 439 attempts don't feed box scores. If the volume ever rises to meet the efficiency, that pick is a heist. The verdict. 10.5, juice to the under, 2nd in the division. The market is pricing the collapse as a trait. Our ledger says the record was honest. The offense is the division's most reliable unit. And the 2 things that broke the season, a December injury and 7 missed points in January, are a health report and a released kicker, not a curse. The honest range is 9 to 11 wins, with the spread living entirely in September. A new defense, no Parsons for at least a month, 3 of the first 4 on the road. If they're at 500 when he comes back, the offense makes the rest of the math work. The collapse has a timestamp. It doesn't have a tenure. Follow the Green Bay Packers feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Packers preview. Every number verified.